Yud Ches Sivan, and we are up to the Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're just bottom half of the page. Boy, we have a question.
What's the beginning of the line?
Boy, Lahu, Shloisha Yamim. Biyasin Mukimba. Bottom half of the page. We have a query. Shloisha yamim diktani, the 3 days that we say that you have to have 3 days of warnings before he becomes a mu'ed and pay full nezek, is li yude turim. Is it in order to transform the animal, to establish that the animal as a mu'ed? In other words, if it gored 3 times in 1 day, we can say it's just a frenzy and some shagas. But if it's three separate...
He's got a track record.
Yeah.
3 times.
But it has to be 3 days. Is that in order to establish the behavior of this animal? Or is it the yudei gavra? Is the purpose to warn the owner of the animal that he should change his habit and become more vigilant and take care of his animal? Is it meant for the animal or is it meant for the person? Either way, you need 3 separate days. Along those lines, yeah. Is it for to change the habit of the animal or change the habit of the person? What's the difference? It happened Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But the witnesses that witnessed it on Sunday and the other witnesses that was on Monday or the Tuesday all came to Bezna on Wednesday. So they all came to Bezna and wouldn't go. Is the animal a mu'ud or not? You knew about it all in 1 day, but it happened 3 separate days. If you say to establish that the animal is a mu'id miyayid, then it's a mu'id. It showed us. Who cares that you found that all in the same time? But the fact is that it showed 3 separate days and 3 separate incidents. The animal misbehaved. So therefore, the animal is a mu'id. However, if you can say that you the gavra, if you say that the whole thing is meant to warn this person, then loy miyayid, he found that all 3 at the same time. And therefore, he doesn't become a mu'id yet. We're following that the rover who holds that the third time you become a mu'id already. So even the third time, it's not a mu'id. Because Maimon Amar, he said, the whole purpose is to tell me. I should be more vigilant in the future. And for me to change my habits, that's why I have to hear about it 3 different days. Hashto the kumbisadabi. Now you tell me. So all 3 groups came in the same day. And the Torah said 3 days. My, what's it do? Toshma coming here, it says in the Braisa Eina Shay Nasa Mu'ud, the Shay does not become Mu'ud, Acha Yidah by Bifnei Baylim, until the owner himself was forewarned. Ubifnei Beznan, also it took place in front of a Beznan, because it says a Pasuk Ubi Baylov. And he either by Bifnei Beznan. For example, if the Beznan was told about it, but Shalai Bifnei Baylim, the owner was notified. Or Bifnei Baylim, or the owner was notified by Shalai Bifnei Bezim, not in a formal way in front of Bezim, Eina Nasa Mu'ud. It does not become Mu'ud, Ache Idu by Bifnei Bezim, U Bifnei Baylim, unless he was born in front of Bezim, in front of Baylim. Idu Shnayim Barishaino. Idu Shnayim Barishaino. If 2 people testify about, let's say, the first day's event, Sunday, the Shnayim B'Shniya, and 2 people came to testify about the second event, which happened on a Monday. V'Shnayim B'Shlishis, and 2 people came to testify about what happened on Tuesday, and they all came together. Hare Kan Sholish Adias, that 3 different pairs of Adias, in other words, the third one's already considered a Mu'ed. Each one is independent from the next one. And for each one, you have to pay a half a nezek. So even if one of them was found out to be liars, you still have to pay half a nezek for the other ones. But behind edus achas lazomer, in for hazomer, in order for they were found to be liars, they couldn't have seen what happened on Monday, whatever one of those days, because you weren't there at the time. Then Then that edus will not be a muzim to pay the full amount unless all three together. In order to transform the animal from a tam to mu'ud, all 3 have to be acceptable. Because if he only killed twice or hurt twice, you don't pay, you know, mu'ud. So all 3 are interdependent, and therefore they're 1 group for hazam. Now he explains what happened. So if the first, for example, it explains that Nimsaz, Karta Rishmaiz, remember, let's say the first group on Sunday turned out to be the liar. They couldn't have seen what happened on Sunday because they were elsewhere. Hare can't stay 80, so all you have left is the Mondays and the Tuesdays. Woohoo, Potter, so comes Tuesday. The owner only pays half the nezik of it because he's no longer the third. Tuesday, no longer the third, it's only the second. The Haim Pturin and the first group, they only pay half a nezik. They don't pay for the Shalom. Even though they tried to make the guy pay Nezik Shalom on Tuesday, by establishing that on Sunday he was a Tam. They're also telling you, by making the Aedis of Tuesday to be a Mu'ud. But they're all independent. So the interdependent. It says the other two were not in any way found to be liars. So the first group has nothing to do with the Mu'ud. All they tried to do is make you pay for a Tam. So they pay 50%. Okay. Because all three have to be Muslim. Nimtzas Kachni, remember, the second group was found, the Monday group was found to be a liar, and the Tuesday group now, instead of trying to make a top, trying to make you pay as a mu'ud for a prize, so the second group was found to be liars again. Halikan Edis Achaz, again, it's all one Edis, who potted. The third guy, the owner, is potted from the third animal, who's paying the full amount because it's only a second animal. The Haim Pturin, and they don't have to pay the full amount, they only have to pay because it never happened. And all three, the other two were not found liars, but they have to pay for the second animal. They try to make them pay, which is only half the price.
So if there's a zomer, and you say that initially it sounds like the whole three is like one group of Aedim.
Not initially, they are one group as far as the Mu'ud part.
But if you mazim the second or third, it doesn't really affect the first, does it? The third is still
chazinezik. Yeah, and the third also still chazinezik. So being the yeah. What about nimtzas kachlil shishamenes? The third group who tried to make a Mu'ud. The third group who tried to make a Mu'ud, they were found to be liars. Then kulon chayavin, then they all have to. So what did the third group try to do? Try to make the guy pay not $50, that he did half the damage, but full damage, $100. And the only way the third guy could have done that is with the help of the first and second. So all three are in it, and therefore they all have to pay that extra $50 that they want to charge him. Now, let's understand the logic of this. Why are the first two chay? Which one are you talking about now?
The warning to the owner.
Which group are we talking about now?
Whichever group, yeah. Whoever gaps. If you guy comes at this and gives the third one, he may not know about the first two. He just sees the gore, he just sees right. the ox gored, right? So when you give our sword, you have to give our sword. This is the first time he's made and he's moved, and it's
what's half. What's saying now? This is what's going on. Iamet, if you can say lead it to the. If you can learn that the purpose was, the reason why I need 3 days is to establish that the cow was a wild cow. Nothing to do with the owner himself. It's more to do with the cow. So then we can understand how all three are linked to each other. Why would the first one have to pay? When the first one came to Bezin, he only talked about a Tom. Why in the world would he be involved? Even though as the consequence, the third guy was a mover. What did it do with the first guy? He came to tell a Tom. None of us. They must have all come together to Bezin. All three groups came at the same time to Bezin. But how can all three groups come at the same time to Bezin? It could only be if you learn that the purpose is to establish the animals and wild animals. Who cares when these Aedim come? However, if you learn that the purpose is to change the habit of the owner, then it has to be three separate days, because otherwise you come now and tell me all three, so what? How is I supposed to be more vigilant if you don't tell me about it beforehand? Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if the Aedim just know that the ox call, but they don't know whether it's one, two, or three...
So they don't have to know if it's one, two, or three.
Yeah, okay, but the effect is if you mazim the third one, the effect is that three is azomer. You mazim him for shenazik cholim.
That's right.
His intention.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about all three came with this together. Okay. Since all three came together, who brought them? How is it possible all three came together? The victim of the third animal schlepped the first two Aedim. Guys, come with me, because I want to get my full compensation. So, and the first, this is how Rashi explains it, takes it a little differently. And because the first and second group have nothing to say about what happened with the third victim, so they know why they're being schlepped here, to prove that he's a mover, so they know exactly why they're coming to Bezin. So therefore, they're all three coming to say the same thing. So they're all part of the same Aedim, therefore they have to pay. If the group is found a lie, if the third group is found a lie, they all have to pay because they tried to make a move.
And then they have to give the Aedim in the order of 1, 2, 3, or can the third give his Aedim first that he got on Tuesday? And then
makes no difference the order of Aedim.
That doesn't
matter
really, no.
The order. No. So he to the shop. Eliam, the guy, but the whole purpose is that you need 3 days so that the person can change his habit to be more vigilant. So then each, he, not only, it's not only that he has to go, but he has to be told each and every separate day. So how in the world could it be possible that the first two groups should be involved with the third? When the first guy came Sunday and the second guy came Monday, they didn't know there'll be another goring and the third guy will come on Tuesday. So how can they be involved in the muad part? How in the world did we know that another couple of guys are coming? So he wanted to prove from here that you did Tudor. That's how it's possible to have all three groups involved together. He said, that's not a raya. Because I could learn differently. Why? Because even Yudah Tudor doesn't help. Even to warn the cow. That's why I need 3 days. Also, it was a problematic. You said that the first two groups came along to testify on behalf of the third group, the third victim, and they why they're coming. They knew they're not talking about his story. They knew they're coming to establish that was a movie. But the third guy who saw the Tuesday. What do they didn't know. They didn't know what Shasmai says, a tam or a muad. Yeah, they don't have to know. All they're telling is a story that this animal will get wild and cause damage. So why should a third group be the one pay at all? They didn't come to make a muad. The lamer, and they rightfully came to Bezin because they saw what happened with the third victim. The lamer, handach bastori, let the last group say, anan menoya din, how in the world did we know to hold the koi beitin lasudi betudikasi? Anan, you regard the power of the casino. Maybe we didn't know it was a tamer move. We just can't tell a story. Maybe we could only make him chayiv a tam. We had no idea. Yeah. So you were right. Give three answers. One answer is the kamarams remuze, that he saw them winking to each other. They're all in together. Even the third group was winking and nodding to the first two groups. You guys say whatever you want to say, and then I'll say my story. So they're all in it together. So therefore, the third group also came to catch a zom on their lie. They came to make a muad because that's why they knew the first two groups were coming as well. So therefore, the yudit tudah makes sense. So therefore, it's possible to have all three groups in one day, but yudit gavra. If they all come together in one day, how is it possible? How could it be all the same, all three? The only way is they all came together. And they all came together, then why be you the governor? Why would ever be you here? Then we're right. Rav Ashi answers, I could tell you so much, you the Tudor. If you the Tudor, the last group, the third group who came to say the real story, they can say we only wanted to make him a town, not a mood. It's talking about Kishabod, so they all came together to Bezin. And they all came together to Bezin, so therefore, obviously, the third group knew why they're coming here. So, and the third guy and the third victim is bringing them. Why they bring all three together to make a mood. So they knew when they're getting up to the edges, they knew exactly what they were doing. So they're false liars, they were trying to make a mood. Ravina says, the Makidin Bal Hashoy, a Makidin is Hashoy. Ravina says they knew the owner of the animal. They didn't know precisely which animal it was. The first two animals, they knew which animals. The guy only owned one animal. The third animal suddenly owned 300 animals. They no longer knew which animal it was. So what are you coming to Bezin for? You're coming to Bezin to warn the Balabas. Yeah. So therefore, since when they came for the third animal, the first two groups also, when they came for the first animal, they didn't know for the third animal, they didn't know which animal it was. So they didn't know that they were coming to say a tamer muad. So they knew they were talking what? To warn the Balabas, to make him a muad. That's all. So what kind of warning are they giving about Balabas? They say, somewhere among your cattle, you have a wild cow. So therefore, it's possible that the third group, they're all in it together. Because otherwise, why would the first two groups come again? They didn't know which animal it was. Obviously, they're coming to address the owner and tell the owner that your animals, you have three times your animal gored, and therefore you are chayiv. Otherwise, what's the point of coming to make a tam? Because a tam, you only pay megufay. You only pay from the animal. When it comes to muad, you pay from your assets. So I don't need to know which animal it was. When it comes to a tam, whatever the value of the animal, that's what you pay. So what are they coming for if they don't know which animal it was? Obviously, they're coming to establish that the guy is a muad and you got to pay from your total assets. The first two animals, maybe we don't know which one it is, doesn't matter. But you have the animal, therefore you're responsible, and therefore you have to pay now a muad. So all they're trying to make him a muad. Take a bite. Yeah, you boil it to the cooler, you have to completely, you have to watch now your entire cattle. You boil, have a question. I take your dog and I get it all angry and I go ahead and I get him to bite a third person. Mao, who's responsible? Mishasa, the one who tried to, he's a goyim. He only tried to antagonize the animal. Because he's a goyim. But the question is, Balkel, the owner of the dog, wasn't even there. The owner of the dog said, well, I was there. What do I have to do with it? You knew that you have a dog that mashes like that bites, has rabies, whatever, and it did. You should never have kept the dog. The fact that you had the dog, a wild animal, makes you responsible whether you were there or you were not there.
But then you have to prove that the owner knew that his dog's got that.
I guess it's a breed that everyone knows.
Track
it's a breed, yeah. It says with Tom, it says in our Mishnah, how do you revert back to a Tom from a Muid? She had to know kids and mash me boy, the animal, the kids are playing with the animal, they ain't no gech, and it doesn't bother them. If the animal would have bothered them, then chayiv, then what? Then you'd be chayiv. You're chayiv for the damage. No, so we see from that what? That even though the kids antagonize the animal, the owner of the animal has to pay for any damage that's done. So the same as the dog. The owner of the dog has to pay. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, not that chayiv that you have to pay if you hurt these kids. Maybe you potter if you hurt these kids. They antagonize the animal. Chayiv means that the animal remains a muid and doesn't become back a tam. Miktoni noga chayiv, that this particular case is chayiv. Dilma ha noga chloi havi tam. It doesn't revert back a tam. Uvahin negichel am chayiv. But yosin chayiv for that particular negichel because they antagonized the animal. They provoked it. Same Abaye. Toshma kamenei. She's a boy as a kelev. What happens if a guy is teasing a dog and the dog goes ahead and bites this particular person? Or, nocha, should I say, you play around with a snake and the snake bites you, potter, you are potter, because you antagonized, you provoked this animal, so therefore, what do you want from the owner of the animal? You provoked it. My love, potter, mishas, who's potter? The one who inside the animal is potter, but the chay bala kelev. Maybe what it means is the person of mishas is potter, he's a goyim. But and obviously it's potter, but the owner of the animal is chayiv. Loi, ema potter, afashas, they're both potter. Omar, Rav says, Ravi, teach whatever you want, I can say, hamashas, kabo, shechaved, bechaved, chayiv. If you want, I can say that if you take someone's dog and you provoke it to hurt somebody else, then you take a chayiv. But you say, ba'atri, potter. If you yourself provoke the animal and then the animal bites you, then the owner of the animal is potter. But if you provoke the animal to bite someone else, then the owner of the animal is chayiv. Because the reason we said before, you should have got rid of it in the first place. My timer, what's the difference? Kol hamishana. If somebody behaves not in the regular way, for this way I'm provoking the animal. Uvo acha v'shina boy. And then the animal went and bit you. Then potter, you are potter. We actually learned this before a few days ago in Eved Shlokish, exactly like that. You have two bulls or two cows in a Shizrabim. Achas, Revutzav, Achas, Mahalechas. One of them is lying on the street, which is not normal. And one of them is walking around. The animal is walking around, gives a good kick. For the animal that's lying, Ptuda, you are potter. Why are you potter? The animal gave him a kick. It's like a mazik. Because the other animal shouldn't have been lying there. So, and the mazik is what is also a form of shinui, which is not normal. Keren is a shinui, but the animal lying there is a shinui. So everyone's doing a shinui. So another shinui, you're potter. But the levutza,
you say
the otter
is keren, not regular.
100%. It's a deliberate kick. We had it before. Levutza b'mahalechet chayev. If the lying animal gives a kick to the animal that's walking, then you chayev because the animal's walking is doing the normal thing, and this animal is lying is doing the abnormal thing. So therefore, you are chayiv. You had no right to put in shusrabim. I actually disagree in that particular case of the animals, and I'm a chayiv. The amr inilei, we say to the animal walking that even though even though the other animal had no right to lie, if you gave him a kick, you're responsible. Why? Ki east lachrusus, you have a right. Listen, you have a right to walk on top of the animal. Let's go, you have a right to walk. To step on top of the animal as you're walking, oblabute, to go out of your way and give a wild kick, it be less lachrishus, so you have no right to do that. Says the Mishnah, this is actually this week's parsha, tomorrow's chita, shoyd hamazik b'shus hanizik. If the shoyd hamazik ends up in the trespasses and the victim's property, ketzad, for example, and that's the din of shenet egel. Nogach, nagach, noshach, rovatz, but if you did anything outside the room, norm, karen, b'shus harabim, nemesham, chatzin nezik. B'shus hanizik, the rabbanon say, also pay half a nezik. I would have tafanoim, you pay nezik, shalom, okay, no right to be there. And the chomer min chatzin nezik. Om l'abtarfa, l'abtarfa says, simple. I'll make a kavuchaymer from Keren and Shusharabim. Madach b'mokum shehekel ala shenaregel. Madach Shusharabim, where shenaregel are exempt. B'shusharab, shupotter. Hech mila lem shenizik. Yet in Shusharizik, we make them pay the full amount. L'sham l'sholim. Shemokum shehekel ala Keren. The Shusharabim, which will come, as far as Keren is concerned, is much stricter because you're paying half a nezik. B'shusharabim l'shal l'chatsin nezik. Eino din, surely shenach mit ola b'shusharizik. Shalom l'sholim. Surely you should pay l'sholim. Omruloy, they said to him, Daye love Nadin, Liz Kenotin. We have a Kalachim and you're learning for somewhere, you cannot be strict in what you're learning. Keren, you're learning for Keren Shazabim. Keren Shazabim pay half a nezik. So you're learning from there. So in the trespassing, also pay only half a nezik. Ma Bishus Rabbim Chachi Nezik, Af Bishus Anizi Chachi Nezik. Omrulem, he said to them, Af Ani Loy Odon Keren, Me Keren. You think I'm learning from Keren? Ani Odon Keren Meregel, I'm in Keren from Meregel. And this is how it goes. Ma b'mokum shehekel al shereg madoch shusar yoch in shusar rabim. We're shen v'regel apote. Bid shusar rabim min shusar rabim hech mi b'keren. Yet and there you're machma keren. Mokum shehech min al shereg and shusar yoch in shusar nizik. Where you're machma keren v'regel and pay the full amount. Shusar nizik ain't odin shenach mi keren. So you should be machma keren as well. Omlo told me again. Daye love my dinner kedodens, safe, safe. You're learning from Keren and Shazarabim, and Keren and Shazarabim only pays half a nezik. So daye love my dinner, you have to learn your also half a nezik. Ma b'shazarabim chas a nezik, ab b'shazarabim chas a nezik. Freddy Mordor, but Abtar from Leslu, daye, Abtar from believing the concept of daye, but how daye the rice is learning from Taita, from tomorrow's chitas. The Tanya we learned, medin kavachayim keitzad. How does it learn work by kavachayim? Sorry? Yeah. Hashem said to Moshe, when after a year, Miriam went ahead and spoke out against Moshe, Vavia, it says the Pasuk, Vavia, Yorek, Yorak, Bifana, had her father is spat before her. If she would have spat before her father, Haloi Tichol, she was Yamim, or the father would have spat at her, she would have been embarrassed for 7 days. Kalva Chaymel Shechina, surely when it comes to the Shechina, Arba us, come like the Yamim. You coming to learn Daf Yomi here? Kal v'chaymer l'shchina abasa yom. So surely the shchina is much greater. You should be chastised for 14 days. Elodayoi love him in adin liyaz kenodin. None of us. That we don't, since we're learning from our father, it was only 7 days, Abe's only 7 days. So the Gemara, ki lesle dayoi. When does Abtarfan argue with the principle of dayoi heicha the mifra kal v'chaymer? Keren b'shus harabim, you pay half a nezik, even without the kal v'chaymer. What would I have thought in mazik? Also pay half a nezik. Why? Keren makes no difference where it is. So what's the kal v'chaymer coming to tell you? Only that Keren and Shus and pay full amount. So therefore, if you're going to say Daya, you're destroying the whole Kavachemer. You don't say Daya in that case. Or Behecha the Loi Mifra Kavachemer, where you're not demolishing the Kavachemer. For example, here, it doesn't say how many days you should say, you should be chastised if you sold the Shechina. So we need the Kavachemer to learn from Amram that you for 7 days. So you don't you want to learn 14 stronger. You don't, you're limited to seven, but you're still learning something new from the Kavachemer that you have to be separated, say chastised for 7 days. Isle Daya. Hossam Shiva the Shchina like Siva. Nowhere does it say that you should even be locked away for 7 days in the Shchina. Also Kavuchaymer, come to the Kavuchaymer, I see Abesa, you want to lock away for 14 days. Also Dayoi Afik Shiva comes along Dayoi and limits it back to Shiva, Vuki Shiva. Avalhoch over here, Ksiv Chatzin Nezik Siv. Here the Torah says by Keren you always pay half a nezik. But also Kavuchaymer, but Asi Chatzin Achrina comes along Kavuchaymer, tries to what the only purpose of Kavuchaymer is to make the Keren pay Nezik Shalom. But Nasi then Shalom. And he does should die. If you're going to use die, if the kavuchaymer, there's no reason for the kavuchaymer.
If when the Torah says,